Full moon readings, the final one of 2019. Now's your last chance to get your texts in, 603-356-9145. Sarah will be back in January, of course, so no worries there. We just take a quick holiday break and get through the holidays and make sure all that. But you will be over with our sponsor, and we want to thank North Conway Premier and the Premier Home Store. They've been our sponsor all year long.
Yeah, they're amazing.
The reason we're able to do this, and we appreciate them so much. NorthConwayPremier.com, you can visit them for appliances, furniture, electronics. They really can do anything that you need them to do, and they work with any budget at all.
Yes, and a lot of it's brand new stuff. It's gorgeous. So I love going in the showroom. First of all, the guys are hysterical and women. They're just really good people.
Absolutely.
And the showroom is clean. It's huge. There's everything.
There is everything. And if you don't find something in that showroom, which is hard to believe, but some people can go in there if they're looking for a certain item, they have this interactive kiosk that you can go in the back, and it's a touch screen. You can go through the whole thing and order anything that they have.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing. And you're actually going to be hanging out with them for Halloween.
Yeah. So because we're taking the holiday break, I just love them so much. I said, let's set something up. So I'm going to do a Facebook Live, which means you don't have to go into the showroom because I'm going to show you the showroom.
Mm-hmm.
So you can sort of sneak this on your work computer, maybe.
Right.
But I think it's going to be... I believe we're doing it in the afternoon, but I will post that as soon as we confirm the time.
Absolutely.
And you'll just go on the Premier Facebook page, and I'll be answering your questions, kind of like this. You'll see my face, though, as I'm answering.
Yeah, you see what I see every morning.
Yeah, I'll shower. Yeah.
That's great, too. And they have a very, very active Facebook page, which is worth following.
Yes.
All for just the laughs.
Emmett. Yes.
Emmett and more. So check them out. Again, that's North Conway Premier. And one more big, giant thank you to them for sponsoring us this whole entire year. It's been so much fun.
Yes.
Let's get to some more text. Here we go. Nicole from Conway texting in November. She wants to know if there's going to be any finalization in her life. It's been after 5 years. Is it going to work out okay for her?
It's going to work out fine. Are you going to have finalization? I don't think you're on track for that right now, but I absolutely think that's something you can move the needle on. It's interesting when people come and go from our lives and they're ready to leave our lives. Our egos tend to wake up and then pull them back in. It's like if you break up with somebody and they stop calling and you're relieved that they're not calling, but then you're like, why aren't they calling? And then we reach back out and pull them back in. Whatever it is you're trying to disassociate from, let it happen. Yes, then you will move the needle. Right now, it's not 100%. But the ball's in your court.
All right, there we go. That one's to Nicole. We have Liz from Ossipee. She lost her grandmother unexpectedly a few years ago, wondering how she's doing.
She's awesome. Wasn't unexpected for her, she says. I feel something really weird on my nose, on the bridge of my nose on the right-hand side. The grandmother knew that something was going on, but she also didn't have any desire to address it because she didn't want to be a burden on anybody else. She realizes now that the way it went down left a huge gaping hole in the family, and I'm kind of seeing, like, I don't know if you had a table with a hole in it, you pull the tablecloth through the bottom of the table. It feels like everything kind of sucked down into the pit with the family. But she apologizes. She apologizes. That kind of shocked me. She apologizes for that. But at the end of the day, you need to know that it was in her best interest.
All right. That one goes out to Liz. We have Josh texting in, wants to know if he should change careers.
Not yet. You're too wishy-washy on your next option. It's kind of like, oh, I want to work in construction. I don't know if I want to run the rig or if I want to be the foreman. Or you need to know more clearly what you want to do in the capacity. Then, yes.
Okay. Sarah from Tamworth texting in, wondering about her dog, Lucky Boy. He turns 14 next month. Anything coming to you regarding his health or life expectancy?
He's better off than I would expect a 14-year-old dog to be. I see you massaging his legs, and he loves it. It's kind of like being on an all-inclusive vacation and you're just being treated so well that you really don't want to leave. I feel like you've extended his life expectancy by 2 or 3 years just because he's so darn happy.
All right, so he's doing well then.
Yeah.
Lucky Boy's lucky.
He is, yeah. It's not a name I would ever give a dog, but but yeah, this one's working out, yeah.
That's good news. We have Barbara texting in from Center Conway. She says, good morning. She's been feeling extremely overwhelmed for being a mom, pulled in so many different directions that need her attention now.
Yep.
Wondering if there's any relief on the horizon. She's been asking her angels to help her with this.
Your angels are starting to help, but you're not giving them the clarity. Sylvia Brown used to say if she'd reach out to her spirit guide, Francine, help. Francine would show up, but if she didn't give her clear directions or what she was asking for, they aren't allowed to override our free will. So with your angel, say, I need more time for me. I need more awareness of what my priorities need to be. I need my family to cooperate. Give them really, like, I just saw them all scatter. Like, okay, we're on this. So I don't know if you just thought it as I said it. The other thing is with your family, you need to know that at the end of the day, it's going to be all right. Whatever you don't do today is going to get done tomorrow. You've got a ton of past life stuff that's dialed in on this. You had a past life where you were kind of, I don't see you fleeing a war zone place, but I see you, the urgency in it, like we have to get out of here right now. And if we don't, one of us is going to die. I'm actually seeing you kind of like, I feel like I'm in like the Grand Canyon, but it's not the Grand Canyon. It's where the rocks are huge and the water when it rains comes in and the floods will take you out. But you needed to go in those pathways to get to where you wanted to be. So there was a true urgency in it in a past life. In this life, it's just life. Don't worry about it. It's just life. I didn't mean that like that.
We get it. We're fine.
Okay, good. Sorry.
No, it's all good. It makes complete sense. And I do want to remind everybody as well, if they maybe get a reading from you and they'd like you to expand on that, they can book a private session with you through your website or through your Facebook page.
Yes,
it's the best way to do that. So if any questions come up for something like that might be one thing you want to expand
on. Hey, good morning. Happy Friday.
Lily from Franklin, New Hampshire is texting in, wondering about her cats, Koozie and Callie. They're alive. Anything from them?
They just feel like snuggle bugs. They feel awesome. It's so funny. They're in it for each other versus any other human in the world. like they're warmer than any human lap. So we're going to be with each other. They feel great.
They like to cuddle. Little cuddle buddies.
They are.
Jan from Conway texting in, wondering why she always has the urge to call her mom multiple times a day. She's been gone for 19 years. She trying to tell her something?
Yeah. Well, your mom's always around you. Your mom loves you so much. My hands are sweaty. It's so funny. Your mom loves you so much. And it's like, I remember being with my mom after college and going through the mall, like Fox Run Mall or Pheasant Lane Mall it was in Nashua, and like linking arms with my mom and truly enjoying her as a human versus my mom.
Yeah.
And your mom and you are at a similar age to before she passed, so she's getting this relationship with you that she always wanted. So she's very much by your side, and I see her linked on your right side.
Well, that's very nice. There we go. We have Christy texting in, wondering about her daughter's future. She starts college in 2020.
Oh, your daughter's going to rock it. Your daughter's so funny. She's like, Mom, I'm going to be an RA because I don't want to pay for everything. Like, this is a kid who knows how she wants to get through it. I'm not worried about her getting into the party scene. I think she'll dabble a tiny, tiny bit, but not at the expense of college. She's on it. She knows what she wants to do. She's going to be the top of the class, top of her game.
That's good news for you, Mom.
Yeah, that
that's
that.
Excellent. That one goes out to Christy. Keep your texts coming. We still got a few minutes. We're going to take a quick 90-second break. We'll be right back. It's Magic.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.